The Gospel according to Love, Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "You must repent, for the kingdom of love is at hand. He has come who has spoken by the prophet Esaias, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare you the way of love. Make straight your paths for love.' The same John had his raiment of camel hair and a leather girdle about his loins. His meat was that of locust trees and wild honey. All of Jerusalem, all of Judea, and all of the region round about the Jordan came to John confessing their sins. When John saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his place of baptism, he said to them, 'O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits in accordance with seeking forgiveness. Think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham our father. For I say to you that love is able to take these stones and raise up children to Abraham. Now the axe is laid at the root of the tree. Therefore every bad tree that brings forth bad fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water to find forgiveness. But he that comes after me is mightier than I. His shoes I am not worthy to latch. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit of love and with fire. With his fan in hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor, gathering his wheat into the garners. Then he will burn up the unforgiving with unquenchable fire." Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan seeking John to be baptized of him. John forbid Jesus, saying, "I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me." Jesus answered him, saying, "Suffer it to be now, for it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John suffered Jesus, and when he was baptized, Jesus went up straightway out of the water. Lo, the heavens opened to him, and Jesus saw the Spirit of love descending like a dove, sitting upon him. Then came a voice from heaven saying, "This is our beloved Son, in whom we are well pleased.